to me.
Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Fa 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 fa.
Well, the gayness was there, but it was nice.
Doug. Kieran. Lunaticradio.com.
It's in the hole!
Sunday, 12 a.m.
Hi, Doug. This is a message for you from Mrs. Blumpkin. Blumpkin. Blumpkin, Blumpkin, Blumpkin. So tell us what it means.
He said to go get the message.
Blumpkin, Blumpkin, Blumpkin. Okay, goodbye.
And now the train wreck that is lunaticradio.com.
It's about to rock! Fire!
It's the .com show! Special presentation. Emails lunaticradio@yahoo.com. It's Nicky the Bones' last show, everybody. Word up. The music's a little different this week, but it's all because of my man Nicky the Bone over there. Isn't that right, Nicky?
That's right.
Everybody's watching porno.
The head rocking show.
There's five dudes in this studio, and everybody's watching porno.
I'm working.
Yes. There's also a video camera in here. I think the music's throwing everybody off.
I love it.
Word up, AC/DC, everybody.
Fire! Fire!
In studio for the last time, everybody.
In studio, special guest, the infamous world-renowned Nick the Bone.
Yeah, and this guy.
And now, for the Prime Minister, Sinister,
Ronnie Beans.
Yeah, the beautiful Ronnie Beans, everybody.
Yo.
Word up. The AC/DC is a little hard to do an intro to.
Shoot the thrill. Great song. AC/DC kicks ass.
Yeah, word up. Douglas Jones and the Hizzy. And guess who's here?
What's up, everybody?
Rocket's got a video camera.
Ah! Any shameless plugs, Rocket?
Am I on camera right now?
You are.
There what you up, go. People?
I'm working OT for the show.
Working OT. It's Nicky effing the Bones last show.
Since Doug said the password, fuserock.com.
Word up.
Rocket's multitasking today.
A couple things. Let's get to some business before we get to the whole Nicky the Bone tributes and all that. So much going on today's show. Dude, I want to shout out Lehigh University and Savannah School of Art and Design. Doug's friend Laura goes there. She's all these people have been tuning into the show. Champlain College in Vermont, and also the University of Maryland. Word up! All the huge in colleges.
I wonder if that person in the University of Maryland is the one that you called up at 2 a.m. to advertise the show to.
Oh yeah, remember that chick? She was hot. I was all drunk trying to tell her I wanted to have sex.
Yeah, she was pretty cute. We gotta take something out of this room right now. Yo, stop it. Really, just stop it.
Doug's getting filmed. He doesn't like being filmed.
That's
I don't know why.
Kryptonite.
For no reason.
Nah, man. It's all for the show.
For the show.
Sure it is.
It was a radio show.
Doug says, come on.
Man, why is he so...
Soul.
Do you have like a bad self-image or something?
Well, at least film me from my right side.
Which side is that?
My ass.
That was a whack-whack joke,
there
everybody.
It is. Nudge, nudge.
Come on, no one gets it.
That's all right.
Yeah, so, and also Philadelphia and Detroit, I guess. I don't know what I wrote down on the card. But anyway, all those people, thanks for checking out the .com show. Nicky the Bone's last effing day.
Sad day.
It's a sad day for the .com show. You know our show's just going to suck after you leave, Nicky the Bone.
I know this.
Yeah.
Everybody's just going to have to pick it up. We got to pick up the slack.
That's right. Bring your A game.
Word up.
Yeah. Bring the A game. Go to the A+ game.
A+.
Yeah, we're gonna have to make some changes. We're gonna have to get rid of Ron.
That's the thing.
That would really suck.
Oh.
The thing I'm going to miss is, like, I don't have to bring my A game every time to every show. I can bring my C game and just rip on Nikki the Bomb.
Right.
That's why he's so good for the show. You know?
What?
I can just bring my C game. I don't have to bring my A game every show.
C game? We can still rip on him.
Sure.
He just will be 700 miles away.
It won't be as funny because he won't have his two-worders or, you know, what he says. You know? It's no good. Nikki the Bone's leaving. Oh, I believe we have some emails, right?
Did you give those college shout-outs yet?
Yeah. Where were you?
Doug, stop looking at porn and join the show, you tool.
Way to be on top of things, guy. First email from Stalker Connie. Stalker Connie writes, "Dear Nikki, words can't express on how much we listeners will miss you."
Right.
"Who's going to disagree with Karen when something perverted or kinky is said on the show? Who's going to tell us about all the girls he banged and virtually banged? Who's going to tell us about the latest sex toys and porn sites? The show will lose a terrific guy for sure. We will definitely feel the empty space when we hear the shows to come. In a personal level, I was one out of four lucky girls who got to meet the famous Nikki the Bone
person. Who cares?
I got to see beyond the Nikki the Bone.
What's beyond Nikki the Bone?
Having you there made us feel safe. I think I could still outdrink you with the margaritas at Applebee's. I only spent a day with you, but that's a memory I will always remember." Good English. "Not only does the tattoo on my back remind me of NYC, but it also reminds me of that special day you shared with us. I never got around to thank you for being our New York teddy bear, so thank you, Mr. DeBone. And I will miss you dearly. Good luck, Nikki, in North Carolina, and best wishes for the near future."
You know, why couldn't have you buried them?
Stalker Connie.
Yeah, really?
I tried.
You had your opportunity.
Yeah.
That will be a memory I will always remember.
You could have at least dumped them in the East River.
Texas Hicks.
Now, Quality Queen.
Oh, no, another one?
She wrote a poem. "Hey, guys. I wrote a poem for Tim's last day. Please read it." Here it is. Damn. "Nikki the Bone's last show is today. What will happen after he is long gone away? We've all tuned in week after week to find out what's new in Uranus upkeep.
Oh, God.
Asking you and Asmint were just a couple of his inventions. From porn reviews to his psychic hotline.
Yeah.
All the way to his fixation with sex from behind. His commentaries and ad-libs were sometimes funny, and at times to the bathroom, he'd have me running."
Can we make these emails shorter, please? Get to the freaking point.
What's the cliff notes?
"Nikki the Bone is an asset to the show, and all I can say is please, please, please don't go. But since it is a done deal and you are leaving, I want you to know you're the best radio star I had the pleasure of meeting. In closing, let me just say this.
In closing,
your presence there, I will definitely for sure miss.
Oh.
Good luck, Nikki. I hope you like North Carolina. Don't forget your biggest fan, QQ. Q squared.
Is that Quality Queen from Texas?
Yes.
Word up. They love you down there in Texas, Nikki the Bone.
Yes, they do.
Why aren't you moving there?
They love me all over.
You do. Literally.
The country.
Oh. Rimshot.
All right.
Thank you, Stalker Connie and Quality Queen.
Yeah. You got any parting shots you want to say to them?
No.
Best color man in the business.
Exactly.
You can tell it really touched Nikki's heart, you know. He actually stopped drinking for like 5 seconds.
He actually had to listen.
He probably didn't hear one word.
What? What?
I've known Nikki 20 years. I don't think he's heard a word I said.
What'd you say, Doug?
Right.
That old gang.
Dude, coming up later in the show, we have Stomp This Music. Thank you. Later in the show, I have a Nikki retrospective set to My Way by Frank Sinatra. It's a good effing clip. You guys got to stick around. And plus, he's banging the cherry pies. We all forgot about that.
Yeah.
He's banging the effing cherry pie.
You bet. Plus, I have a special tribute that I'm going to be doing. Later.
Look at Doug doing a teaser.
Are you feeling up to it, Nikki? Is the pie going to get it?
I don't know at the very moment, but I'm going to work on it.
Is the pie going to get it?
The pie's gonna get it, Ronnie. Oh yeah, the pie's gonna get it.
It's been a very bad pie.
This is your moment, Nick. It's gonna be on camera. You have to perform.
Yeah, what are you gonna do to this cherry pie? He was eyeing it up. It's sitting right next to me.
I'm gonna tear that pie up.
Tear it up.
Rocket, you should get some shots of the pie before you actually grind it.
You're right. Yeah. Before and after shots. Before and after.
Thank you to the good folks from King Cullen for donating the pie.
Yeah, King Cullen, beautiful downtown Wedding River, Long Island, everybody. For more information, call somebody.
When you need a pie, think King Cullen.
So the cherry pie thing's going to happen, I guess, in the next segment. And we got the Nicky the Bone retrospective. And right now, I have some, old clips of Nicky and stuff, like when we did, the roast back in last December. We all roast each other. We have those two clips of Nicky the Bone and roasting Doug and I. We have, the Ashman from, back in the day. And then when we did the Ashman, we had that guy. He brought some guy down here. And he, I don't know what he did. Nicky, what exactly did he do? He just powdered his ass, right?
Pretty much.
We have that. A bunch of stuff. Just stuff that Nicky said. His Nicky the Bone's psychic network. Let's get to some of these clips, dude. Because, Doug's not doing anything over there. And looks like he's getting bored. Oh, here we go. This is the Ass and Gill commercial. Something we did back in, 2001.
This is my personal favorite.
Doug's personal favorite. Nicky the Bone, Ass and Gill commercial.
Dad, let me ask you something.
What's up, Frankie?
Have you ever had those times when you don't quite feel like yourself? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Talking about your ass not feeling quite as fresh as you want, right?
This is the best because Nicky the Bone just sounds retarded.
Don't worry. Even your old man has had those problems before.
You have? What do you do about them?
My father and I have had the discussion a long time ago, and I'm going to pass along the same secret cure that he gave me.
What's that, Dad?
It's called Assengill. It has a soft, flexible nozzle, and when you use it for the first time, you'll feel fresher than you've ever felt before. For me, it provides a cooling sensation that feels like thousands of tongues probing your ass.
What's it called?
Assengill. It's ass you, son.
Yeah, listen to your old man. That Assengill stuff works harder than the beer guy.
Really? Lots of guys use this stuff?
Frankie, 9 out of 10 doctors recommend it. In fact, old Dr. Cornhole uses it himself.
And this is sure to make me feel like a new man?
Absolutely. It will make you feel a new sense of security and freshness.
That was Nicky the Bone's Ass and Gill commercial. He did lots of stuff like that for us. Didn't he? He did promos and...
I did the Psychic Hotline.
Psychic Network. I have that one, too. Yeah.
Dude, were you guys playing... was it supposed to sound that way?
Yeah. It's supposed to sound retarded.
Yeah.
Sound loaded.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, Ronnie Beans is losing a sidekick. Yeah. Your sidekick partner.
My left-hand man. The Bone and Bean Show is no more.
You are like the best sidekick team in radio.
And he's losing his secretary. He's going to actually have to call us direct now. He usually passes along any messages through Nicky.
Yeah.
This is the only one whose phone number I can remember off the top of my head.
What up with that?
I don't know. Well, I'd call you, but you don't have a phone anymore, remember?
I have a cell phone, you tool.
Right, so ghetto.
Cell phone's a ghetto.
No, the fact that nobody in your family has a regular phone, that's ghetto.
That's not ghetto.
Yes, it is.
That is cold conserving.
No.
Howdy, faggot.
That's called ghetto.
Man, you're a ghetto. You big ghetto. You are an entire ghetto.
That's when they say we no longer take responsibility for the phone calls of anybody in this family.
Have you heard his new message, too?
No, what is it?
It's demented.
Well,
this kid has a lot of time on his hands.
Right. I don't care. Today's show is not about me. I don't want to talk about me.
It's not
at all about Nicky the Bone.
Sorry.
So you have any comments about me? Look him to yourself.
Deflecting all the damage.
Yeah. Nicky the Bone's psychic network.
Yeah, Ron, next week we can bag on that.
I don't know why.
Trust me, I will.
This hasn't taken off. What happened to the psychic network?
No one called.
No one called it?
No.
Why not?
Into Nikki's,
maybe because 1995 a minute.
Well, I started talking dirty to you know, the chick.
It turned into Dear Nikki.
Yeah.
It's not a phone call anymore. It's a message board.
Oh, yeah, right. It evolved.
Have you ever wondered what your future holds for you? Are you like millions of callers that want to find out? Bones Psychic Hotline is the only reliable network in which real callers find out what will happen in their life. Let's listen to another call.
Well, I can see your future very clearly. Your wife is cheating on you with your brother.
Are you sure it's my brother?
Has the bone ever steered you wrong before, brother man?
Hell no, you're my dog. Let's go kick some ass.
Thanks, and call again.
Bone, where's my girl right now?
Hold on, let me take my dick out of her mouth and let you talk to her.
It's amazing you know exactly where she is.
Here's another satisfied call.
I'm really worried about my friend. He's a freemason and I want to know what's going to happen to him.
Why the hell are you bothering me with this crackhead loser?
I'm really worried about him.
All right. He's right now for another hit off the pipe. And by the end of the day, he'll be lying in the dumpster on 21st Street. I've got two corners to review before the end of the week, and I have no time for this f***ing around with crackheads. Rule number one, bone psychic powers are far superior to crackheads. Later, bro. For only $19.99 a minute, the bone can predict your future or the future of your friends and family. Join the millions of satisfied callers who truly believe that bone is the world's premier psychic. You'll be able to hear true confessions of real people who believe in psychic powers, like Tom from New York.
I was so satisfied with talking to the bone. He really set me straight on where I was headed. It all came true. Then I realized I needed to get my act together, so I went straight into rehab.
Or Jack from Memphis.
Y'all best call Bone. He's legit. He's always right. He told me I'd catch my wife in the barn with the horses, and that's exactly where I found her. Bone has changed my life.
Call now. Get boned.
That was Nikki the Bone Psychic Network.
Nice. That's so much better than Assengill.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
I like
it?
The music.
And, yeah. we only had like 35 takes on it.
Right.
I was a mess in that one.
But it sounded great. Like, even though it took you forever, probably, it sounded great.
Lots of editing.
I wish we had outtakes of that.
He said you're the crack one's the best. The bone is far superior to any crackhead.
That's right.
Nikki the Bone did his roast. Remember we did the roasts? It took him like 5 hours to do. Because we pre-recorded all the roast pieces.
It took you a while.
Yeah, it did take me a while. But you were a little longer.
It was just the comments that he would make to himself after he screwed up that were funny.
Do you want to play the roast speeches, the ones he actually did, or do you want to play the outtakes?
Just play the outtakes.
Yeah, let's just play the outtakes, because they're funny. He did speeches, they were great, and these are just the outtakes.
He ran to the teacher's staff. And myself were out causing trouble when we were caught. The police were called. Matt and myself remained calm there the night. Oh, recording. One time, I can't even get through the first damn two sentences. One time, Doug, my other friend Matt, and myself were out causing trouble. But all in all, things have turned out well. He is married, but all in all, things have turned out well. He is married, the first woman he's dated, without a hunchback, and the weight is under... It's not full. But all in all, things have turned out well. He is married, the first person...
He's married.
Is there an S on it?
And speaking of pussies, look at all the pussy in this room right now. But there isn't a bigger one... That would have been pretty good.
Speaking of pussies, there's all pussy in this room. Goddamn, Winona. You sexy bitch, get over here.
I'm just going to read it as it is. I can't ad-lib. And talk about pussies, there isn't a bigger one in this room. I think Beans' belly is bigger and badder than little feminine Kieran. If Beans blew a fart, he'd blow him... Goddamn. If Beans ever sat down without looking, he might swallow... And what the hell is the name? And what the hell is with the name Kieran? I can't read. Hey, man.
Those are the best, man. We've played those like thousands of times. But the people just tuning
funny.
In.
Yep. The best part is when he says it's not flowing.
I can't read.
Like he's Jay-Z.
I can't ad lib.
It's not flowing.
I'm just glad you guys never asked me to do a live read.
I know.
Take me forever to get through it.
Remember we were going to do Nikki's reading of important speeches? You know?
Friends, Romans.
Right. Four score in
Wouldn't that make it 28-0?
Four score in 2.5 months ago. Here's a clip of what Nikki this is horrible. You know, this was a couple weeks ago, actually. This is what Nikki says gets him off.
Well, the hottest thing in the world for me, anyway, is when a girl is giving me oral pleasure, and I hear, and I hear a gag.
You are the sickest effing bastard. You like to hear a girl gag.
Hell yeah.
Didn't you hear gag?
Yeah.
The gag reflex gets you off.
Right.
You're twisted, man.
I'm not making them gag. It's not like I'm pulling their head down on me.
They just do.
Right. And I think that's hot.
You're the man.
What's wrong with that, though? That's hot.
There's a lot wrong with that.
No.
Come on,
guys. Back me up.
Are they? No one's backing you up.
I know. Actually, Quality Queen chimed in. The guys really like that. I said, hell yeah.
God, did they get to, like, actual vomiting, Nikki the Bone?
No. Just the dry heaves.
Yeah.
Oh.
They got to pull off and just spit a little bit.
Dude, that's like some Max Hardcore stuff, you know?
Definitely. Yeah, that's
I've
stuff.
Actually seen
and
that.
Who knows better about Max Hardcore than...
Nikki the Bone.
That's right.
That's your idol, isn't it?
Yes,
Max
it is.
Hardcore.
Yes, it is.
It should be Nikki Hardcore.
Shoot to me.
What? Here's a clip. Remember when we did the ass mint? Way back.
I remember that.
God, yeah, it was almost...
That was a kind of low point.
About a year and a half ago. Nikki the Bone brings down these two guys. They play baseball with you or something like that?
Yeah.
And he has this thing called the ass mint. I guess it's where he powders his ass before a game.
Yeah, with, like, menthol powder.
Gold Bond, right? Yeah. Nikki the Bone was supposed to be our, play-by-play guy. He didn't exactly do a good job. It was just anarchy. But here's what happened.
Oh, hold on. Let us set this up.
We gotta set it up.
What you're doing. Hey, hold on.
Hey, Vinny, this isn't the ball field. You gotta take your time here.
Vinny Bag of Donuts, right? Yes. That was his name.
Nikki. Nick, everybody.
All right.
Nikki. Hold up. Nick, you're doing color commentary here.
Yeah.
You gotta do play-by-play.
This is play-by-play.
Because me and Kieran are gonna be watching the TV while this is all applied.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, if Nick the Bone touches my ass, we got problems.
Nick is standing up with Vinny Bag of Donuts. Vinny Bag of Donuts is going to drop some drawers.
It's the gayest thing I've ever seen.
It's real simple.
Now, he's got his pants undone in front of the middle of the room.
All of a sudden, if you wouldn't hear all this,
this is Nick the Bone's idea.
I'm not applying that.
No.
Vinny just dropped his drawers. He's going to apply
this. He just dropped his pants.
No. Oh, man.
Fresh as a baby.
That was disgusting.
That was mayhem.
It was mayhem. Utter mayhem.
It was just powder everywhere.
It was a big cloud in this freaking studio.
Like, you could almost taste it in your mouth. That's how thick the cloud of powder was.
Goddamn fog.
Ron, you were fortunate that you missed that.
I love Nikki's play-by-play. Well, he's taking his pants off.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I wasn't watching after that.
Doug and I were just sitting there with our hands over our heads going, what the hell's going on? It's just a big cloud of smoke.
Definite low point.
That's not the first time, though, that he failed to give the color commentary.
Yeah.
Remember his porn reviews that he used to do?
The porn review. Yeah, I went back.
He put it on and just watch it.
That's the best part.
I was going. I was like, hey, Doug, we'll go get the porn review, and we'll play it on the show this week. I went back and I listened to the whole thing. You didn't give any porn review. We would ask you questions like, Nikki the Bone, so what kind of film do you have? And then I would have to answer. I'd be like, oh, it's, Tabitha Stevens doing this, And then Doug asks you, what do you give this on the rate of a scale of 1 to 10? You're just like, well, I'm still watching it. That's what you said.
That was my first show ever.
Was it?
Yeah. He blurted out, he'd just be like, Terry Weigel is hot.
Yeah, that's all he would do.
That's why this is good. Terry Weigel is hot.
So I couldn't even play it, you know, on today's show because there was really no review of it. I think that whole show we actually played the porn just throughout the show.
Was it a good movie, Nikki?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Did you like Rocket's it? Foaming over. Yeah.
No.
He was going, Doug, I'm not listening.
I give that 3.5 hammers up.
3.5 hammers. No, it was a spoojometer. Remember the spoojometer?
Yeah.
And if you can get like 50 spanks out of a film, it's a good film.
Ooh.
That was our meter. That was Nikki DeBone's spoojometer.
50 spanks in a row?
No.
No, like, you know how you like...
For the life of the film.
Yeah, for the life of the film.
Oh, I'm way over that. So it must be a good film then.
Nah, I'm too lazy to go get new ones.
If you don't watch it for like 8 months, like you rotate, then it's almost like all new over again.
Yeah, you forget.
Nikki DeBone has like the biggest heart. And Bob Hope died a couple weeks ago. And this is what Nikki had to say about it. It's a sad day in the, around the nation. Bob Hope died.
Dude, I thought he was dead like 5 years ago. He looked it.
I guess like he did a lot though for the armed forces, and he should be commended for that.
Yeah, fondled quite a few young men.
That's the genius of Nikki DeBone. A comic legend dies, and you call him a kid toucher, pretty much.
Yeah.
Right. Nice.
A zombie kid toucher.
Zombie kid. I'm sorry.
Here's the most famous comment from Nikki DeBone. It's very short, and we really don't know what it means, but this is it.
Now, the gayness was there, but it was nice.
That was in response to my railing about the Asengil.
Right. Mm-hmm.
About how I was saying that how gay it was that you had some guy in here powdering his butt.
Right, that was the show right after the Assman thing.
Right.
And that led to your suspension. Remember that?
Right. I think it was for that comment.
And you had to read like an apology or something like that? But I'm going to miss you, man. I'm just going to miss Nikki DeBone.
You don't happen to have that one where he was at the party and the girl was like, he's licking Josh's balls.
He's got that?
Yeah, I got that somewhere. Where is that? I don't know if it's on here. No, it's on the computer. Damn. Yeah. We have a Nikki DeBone like... chronological order throughout that Frank Sinatra song.
Yeah.
So you hear like everything. We have the porn review. You have clips from, you know, just everything that he's done on the show. You think of it, it's on that, it's in that song. So that's coming up. I don't know. We're going to play that at the end of the show, I guess. Yeah, before he goes off. And Doug, you have a big announcement.
Well, on behalf of Lunatic Radio, we want to thank you. Because I think that's being overlooked here.
Right.
We want to thank you for all the time and deranged comments that you've supplied to this show. It's been crazy having you here. And I actually didn't even know this side of you existed until we put you on air.
Yeah, right. Because when you first were on the air with us, you were all like quiet. I mean, and you just came out of that shell.
Good to see you, maggot.
Right. And you would say stuff like that.
I just need to be open up, you know?
Yeah, I knew him like, you know, 18 years before we started the show, and he didn't say two words to me.
Right.
We'd just play stickball, and he'd kick my ass, and that was it.
Nikki DeBone's not the guy to, like, you know, tell you stuff to, you know? He's not the guy to go for advice and...
Sure he is.
Whatnot.
He's the best guy, because he'll never tell a secret, because he didn't even hear it in the first place.
No.
But anyway, we want to induct you to be the first member of the LunaticRadio.com Hall of Fame.
Nice!
Nice!
We're going to retire your number and put a plaque up on the wall.
Sweet!
And on the plaque, it's going to be just deranged, perverted, psycho killer.
So there you go, Nikki. You're the first inductee to the LunaticRadio.com
Feel honored.
Hall of Fame. No music behind it. It's just, you know, hardcore Hall of Fame guy.
There you go.
That's it, you're in.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
No big ceremony.
We'll get you, a plaque for your wall. And
the wall of shame?
No, your wall home. So that you can remember us when you're down in North Carolina.
All right, let's do a break. And in the what do we got coming up in the break? Because Nikki DeBone programmed the whole show, right?
No, three songs I programmed.
Don't be blaming it on
Come
me.
On, man. I was pumping you up as a big producer or something, and you blow it. I believe this is Slayer.
Yes, it is.
Learn up.
Yeah.
On the LunaticRadio.com show.
I think Nikki gets the honors.
She's yeah. Angel of Death.
Come on. Say it.
You've been ripped.
Yes.
The meaning of pain, the way that I want. K-Max says, shut your ass.
You're listening to
LunaticRadio.com.
Porn music download. You're trying to find a friend. You have failed. Instead, you found two glowering idiots talking about porn music and trying to get friends. It's the LunaticRadio.com show.
This is Nick the Bone saying keep spanking yourself to LunaticRadio.com.
We now return to the two sexiest men on internet radio.
LunaticRadio.com.
That's the .com show. Back from break. Email us LunaticRadio@yahoo.com. Sneaky the Bone's last show, everybody. No holler, no noise from Nicky the Bone.
Word up?
Are you even sad you're leaving?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Word up.
Like, I look forward to my porn future, you know?
Back from break, and we are going to hit the biggest moment.
He's moving to the land of happy endings.
In this show. I'm losing my golf part.
Well, because me and Nicky used to go golfing all the time.
Yeah. Word up. Nicky the Bone is going to send everybody out with one last wacky bit today.
Yeah, we should really set this up.
There's no reason for it.
Somebody took great care in making a cherry beehive pie.
Right.
Some baker somewhere on Long Island.
King Colin, man.
Spent a lot of time preparing this pie.
Right.
Which is a delicious treat to a normal human being.
However,
tonight, we have laid out a tarp, and Nikki is going to F a cherry pie.
Nice.
I want to F it good.
This is when the radio this... first. Ron is smelling the delicious aroma.
It smells great.
It's been done in the movies.
Can I get a slice of that? Before
it may have been done in other radio shows.
After. Oh, no.
When I'm all done, you can have it.
But Nikki the Bone is going to bang a cherry pie.
Testing the pie. Rocket.
Why?
Cherry delicious.
Yeah. Why is he banging the cherry pie again? I have no idea why.
I don't know either. How did this even come up?
All right, because you said you were going to get him a sheet cake.
All right.
And I said, wouldn't it be funny if he humped it? And that's, you know.
And we turned gonna... into an episode.
Right, because... Right, like
you were going to write on the sheet cake, we miss you. We'll miss you, Nikki. And I said, and you should just put an X and say, place penis here.
Right.
You know, there you go.
Right, because no one eats those damn sheet cakes anyway, right? Might as well just F it.
Ron, how's the crust?
Better yet, F it. Cherry pie.
The crust is very soft.
Is it? All right, good. I was worried about scratches or
Rocket
scrapes.
had a little test before. Oh, no. Your penis will go right through this. Yeah.
Yo, and it looked exactly like that apple pie in that movie.
Ron just dipped his finger in
I know. That's, well, that's
no, 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 no.
So worse than his fingers going in there.
I dipped twice and then licked. I didn't dip, lick, dip.
Yeah, Ron, you can't eat it. You know.
Dip, lick. That's what I did.
You know, double dipping. But Nikki the Bone's gonna do a little double dipping.
Wait, Ronnie, how long would it take you to I don't like cherry pie, but I would say about 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Nah, that's not quality.
Nikki,
I eat slow, man.
Nikki, you looking forward to banging this pie?
A little bit.
It looks delicious.
Pie out of the plastic encasing.
It does look delicious.
The fans in the chat room want to know if the crust is pinched together nice and tight.
No. Tell them it is a lattice top cherry pie.
A lattice top.
I'll have this.
Your typical beehive.
Yes. Somebody worked long and hard to build this. So we could go back and say, excuse me, Miss King Cullen Baker, but you remember pie number 648284? Yes. Somebody humped it. All that hard work that you put into the pie was around Nikki the Bone's.
Yo, they should be grateful. Because Nikki the Bone is going to bang it. It's not
the most
just some Joe Schmo.
Cherry pie in the history of cherry pies.
That's right. It should be privileged.
It's Nikki the Bone.
Screw
what?
War,
it's going to be a privilege pie.
Now, how much did this pie actually cost our show?
$4.99.
Listen, for a little advisement, this pie expires tomorrow.
Oh my god! So it should be banged.
That's right.
That's right.
It's a whore. The pie's a whore.
Nothing but the freshest, I can call it.
The pie is a dirty whore. Yes.
That's right. Well,
just
an old dirty whore.
It's gonna be online as soon as possible.
All right.
In the website.
Right. Rocket right now is filming this whole thing.
Nikki banging pie for the world.
Right.
So, I think
get started.
I think I'm going to remove the pie from its protective casing.
Yeah, get that plastic away from there. I don't want any cuts.
I'm sure Nikki's going to talk dirty, so do you want to play his disclaimer now? So that it's all our legal problems or at least.
Yeah, I might get carried away. I don't know if I can be held responsible for what I say.
I'm thinking that.
Any remarks expressed by Nikki the Bone are solely those of Nikki the Bone and not the opinions of lunaticradio.com.
Yeah,
right.
Do like a, almost like a...
Yeah, but then you get all crust, though.
I don't know. What the pie is in a plastic thing.
It's in an aluminum tin.
Aluminum tin.
Now, Nikki, do you need to be... What do you need? You need the pie. You want the pie?
You
want to
hold the pie, Ron?
No, I don't want to hold the pie.
He has not taken off his clothes yet.
I just want to know, like, do you need to be fluffed?
Wait,
what's the deal here?
And the pie is room temperature.
I do need to be fluffed some.
Since the listeners aren't
Kieran,
like...
get at it.
Aren't in... no, shut up. The listener's not in the studio. We got a huge tarp on the ground, too, so negative one. So get up, let's do this, man.
Alright, I am handing Nikki the pie. Nikki?
Rocket has stepped off into the back of the studio.
Nikki.
Back in the studio to film it. Nikki the Bone's gonna stand up.
It's an evil pie.
This is bored.
First, you gotta.
No, Nikki's licking the pie.
Holy crap.
Oh, he's performing oral on the
he's
pie.
He's doing the
Nice!
He's not flipping
him off! Through oral treatment first. He's got it stuck in his beard.
He's got a foreplay with the pie. How you doing?
Can are you foreplaying with the pie?
Yeah, you got it.
I like to loosen it up, yes.
Nicky, he's got two fingers in the pie.
You know you're so much cuter than the peach.
Nicky, you got a little red?
Window, I look like this when I'm done.
Yeah, that's nothing new to you. A little red on your finger after you're done.
You know what it is?
He's licking it off.
Chick tasted like that.
All right, Nicky DeBone standing up. He's standing up.
Hey, Nicky, you have to lick the front and the back of the pie.
I've always noticed that the apple gets all the guys go for apple pie.
Nicky DeBone is standing up. I'm standing up, too, because I want to angle my head so I don't see this.
Nicky.
All right, wait. Ron, you're in the way.
I got the mirror view of this kid.
Ron is standing up.
I can't
watch. Nicky DeBone, place the pie on the floor or something.
There you go. What I do with the right. Show?
No.
I can't.
Move the pie. Move the pie over.
The pie is now
help
under,
Nicky
the,
out.
Under the microphone. And Nicky is preparing the mic.
Nicky's preparing the mic so he can actually hear it.
I hope you realize what I do for the show.
Yo, Nicky, just put it on the ground and just jump on it, man.
Jump on it? Go ahead.
You don't have to put it right next to the mic. The mic will pick it up.
It's been a bad pie.
Radio 101.
Do we have, like, the clean-up utensils around here? Like,
he's got a towel. We got a towel over there for him. Nicky DeBone is put the fly on the tarp, and he's going to go to town on the pie. Go ahead, Nicky.
Yo, this is shit.
Nicky DeBone has placed himself in the pie.
That's bitch pie. Oh, pie.
He's banging the pie.
You're gonna get yours, pie. Oh, pie.
I think I just pissed myself.
He called it a bitch.
You're
gonna get it.
He's spanking himself. This is so gay.
Himself on the end.
The pie is mutilated. This is funny. Oh my god. Look at him.
Dude, I can hear him moaning. Oh,
dude, the pie is done. It's done.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Alright, I've had enough.
I think I'm done.
It's done. Nikki's standing up. Oh my god, check out the pie. It's done. He's wiping.
Look what I did to you again, pie.
Oh my god. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Look at the pie.
I didn't even
look. It's just mutilated.
I got it.
Oh my god. I seriously urinated on myself.
He did look like a pro.
He did.
He was like down on all fours working it.
Yeah,
work. Yo, that video link. If you're brave enough to go to it, God bless you.
Can't be that big. The funniest thing ever on radio. Oh my god. Oh, I gotta calm down.
I don't know if you zoomed in, Rock.
Oh, I got it. I got everything.
All right.
If you just...
No junk, though, right?
No.
If you... Rock can film the whole thing. If you're just tuning into the show, Nicky just banged the cherry pie.
He taught that pie who's who.
I don't even think that they got to your comment.
Jim at yourownlive.com said this is great radio on the chat room feedback. Did Rocket zoom in there asking on the chat room feedback?
I got it all.
They got it all. Oh my god. They're pissed at me for not doing good play by play.
Oh, yeah.
What? I'm not banging a pie. Somebody eat the pie?
Somebody eat it.
You did stick your whole self in there, didn't you?
The whole left side of the car looks like the most important on the right side.
How about somebody pay somebody else to eat the pie?
Interview with the pie.
Yeah. The pie feels violated.
Nikki DeBone.
See, what Nikki said was he told the pie that, you know, the apple is always getting all the guys.
Right, you know.
But he really likes, you know, but Cherry's the one who's really got it.
Nikki is...
Apple's just a show-off.
Now, how was it? Was it, you know... Did it feel like a...
Not all it's cracked up to be.
Nah.
Nah. So, hitting a little bit too much aluminum?
Yeah.
How's the gooey inside?
It's interesting. It's hard to explain.
The man's sweating, man.
I know.
He got into it.
How's the crust? Crust? You don't even feel the crust. I thought I would, but nah.
It's got to be the best cherry pie you've ever had, though.
Oh, yeah. By far.
Of course. Tastes real good.
Yeah.
It's the best cherry pie you ever had.
Oh, man. Your penis is going to want a divorce.
I know.
Aren't you all sticky down there?
Not yet. I'm not touching it.
I'm sweating up a storm over here.
Oh, my God.
That was the funniest thing.
So, hey, thank you. Was it arousing?
Mildly.
Mildly.
Like, I'd much prefer my hands over a pie any day.
Have you done worse?
Yeah, I think so. The pie has been better than some women I've been with.
Who is really? The girl that's worse than a cherry pie that just sits there? You know?
That,
you got a feel for her.
There's been one or two. Just kind of lay there. And...
Now, do you want to bury that one, too? Bury the pie? Put it in the backyard?
I want to bring it back to the store and say it's defective.
It didn't get me off.
It's defective.
He called the pie a bitch. He said, you're a bitch pie.
That he did. He called the pie a bitch.
You're going to get yours. I like how he didn't try to name it something cute. You know? Just went right for the pie.
It's just so scary. There's a point of insertion. You see the crater.
Yeah.
The pie's a mess.
He landed.
Yo, did you get an after shot of the pie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you got a before and after.
Jim suggests that we go up to King Cullen and say, can I exchange this?
Yes, and Nikki DeBunt did. Did you call it honey? They're asking on the chat room feedback.
No, just bitch.
I think I lost it when he slapped his ass. Yeah, that was the pinnacle right there. That was the pinnacle.
You know, I didn't know he was going to start talking to it.
He hit it, and he hit it hard. Like, he just, I mean, he wasn't just like a placement. It was a spank, and that's when I knew he was really into it. That was pure A game right there.
So that was a treat for all you listeners.
God bless you.
Could you hear that on the mics?
Yeah.
Headphones?
Oh, yeah.
I heard it. I can hear the pie getting pounded.
Did you get the opportunity to sink your balls into that cherry pie, too?
Yeah, they all got in.
They all got in.
Everything
got in. They all. More than the two that he got.
Right, like four or five.
You saw he went right for the white clean-off. You know, yeah. Quick clean-up afterwards.
Oh, you got it.
That was funny as hell.
Cherry-covered shorts on right there.
What do you do now?
Look at that. I don't know. I think we got to take a break.
See, I thought there was going to be shrapnel flying and stuff. I wanted to put on a poncho or something just
well,
in case.
Instead of like
I'm
the
glad
machine,
that I was like in the
instead of the machine
angle.
Gun method, he like went slow, you know?
Yeah. He got romantic.
It's all about the loving.
So that was one last wacky bit from Nikki DeBone for all the listeners out there.
Radio gold.
He got romantical with the pie.
Yeah, romantical.
From all of his nasty comments, well, you just top it off with banging a pie.
Right.
Why not? You know? So let's just do a break and we'll all calm down and recap and we'll come back and, you know, do some other Nikki DeBone stuff.
Yes.
It's Nikki DeBone's last show on the LunaticRadio.com show, everybody.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the...
to the show with Doug and Kieran. Two crazy perceps and a microphone. On the World Wide Web, lunaticradio.com.
Lunaticradio.com.
Ah, back from break. The funniest thing in Apple World just happened. Bone banging the cherry pie.
So glad I was here.
Sweaty and sticky now.
We all had to take a break from that. Woo! I think every thought in my head just went bye-bye. Decided we all had to take a break. We're all looking at each other like, what just happened? You know? It's a sad day for the .com.
It is. The flag is lowered.
Yeah.
Yep. Half-mast.
Half-mast.
The fans want to know if you'll be in the chat room occasionally. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I will be.
Will you? You'll come back and, you know.
Yeah, I'll chat in the chat room and listen to the show.
Yeah, let us know what's going on in North Carolina.
Yeah, Nikki World.
Nikki World.
Nikki World. It's a scary
place.
It's
called North Nikki now.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, Disneyland would be, like, crazy if Nikki was running that place.
Oh.
Yeah.
Minnie would be naked.
I'd have good rides.
Minnie would be naked.
If you mean nice. To ride the Matterhorn.
Nicky DeBone has meant a lot to this show.
Yes.
He's kept the show going. I'm getting a little sentimental now.
Look at you.
You're gay. Like
you're a little verklempt.
Ronnie had something last week. What did you say? What has Nicky DeBone meant to us?
Yeah, like how has Nicky DeBone affected everybody's lives?
I don't know.
And I remember, like, Nicky told me, like, the two things that I'll always take with me. That's, did anybody know that she was coming over to your house? And did anybody see you bury her? And as long as those two questions are no, then it's all good. That's right. Then you're home free.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
That was, that's,
there it is right there.
I don't know what you've just been so funny over the years. It's just like, I don't know, maybe I learned how to laugh from Nicky DeBone. You know, I don't know.
He also told me that
laugh at really sick things.
That gayness can be there, and it can be nice.
It can be nice.
Right? You were just saying that before the show, how Queer Eye for the Gay, Straight Guy. Yeah, I watched that show, and that's all because of Nicky. Just on a personal level, you know, Nick's been just a good friend for so long that it's just hard to believe he's actually leaving. It's not going to be around anymore.
Right.
And a lot of people that listen don't really know, like, how good a guy he really is. They just see his, you know, wackiness on the show and not really any depth other than that.
Right.
You know, well, but he has a big heart. He's a good kid.
Most people don't know. And, you know, Doug and Nicky were like, you know, childhood buddies, you know.
Sure.
Word up. I just met Nicky when he was really sick.
However, I never went camping with him.
I never went camping. Of course. Whoever went camping with him never came back.
Yeah. I met Nicky back in 1992. Yes, you did? Yes. Summer of 92? Summer of 92. First time we played on the same baseball team.
Oh, there you go.
That was the first time I met him. Yeah. Back then, he was real quiet. And he wasn't really...
I was reserved.
Yeah, he was reserved. He didn't really... He was funny and stuff, but you never really heard the comments that you do now. Yeah. You know, the real Nicky the Bone.
Right, I was like a virgin back then. Now I'm a whore. Yeah.
We were a little hesitant when we first decided to put you on air because we're like, you know, he's a real quiet kid. You know, he really probably won't have very much to say. And boy, were we wrong.
Yeah.
What did you know?
I was telling Doug, I was like, he's really not, you know, charismatic or anything like that. And I was just totally wrong. You know? Rocket, you got anything, man? Because you drove 40 miles out here.
Well, I tell you, I guess I've been listening a little over a year now.
Yeah.
And if
God
this,
bless you.
I don't know how I've maintained. I mean, really,
the Catholic Church just made you a saint.
But I tell you, if there's one thing that I've realized with the show is that, like, damn, Nicky, you definitely bring the show to the next level, man. You definitely, you'll give those few little shots that just be like, what the F did he just say? And that just makes the show just. Unique and great and just so effing funny, man.
Yeah, you
we're gonna miss it. We're gonna miss it, man.
He's been our finisher.
Yeah, exactly.
Just about get to the end of a conversation.
He's our Mo Rivera. <He's Yeah.
laughs> He makes the unfunny things funny.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the closer.
It's like when you suck hearing, he brings it up. He brings it up.
I don't know. You could be talking about some sort of politics or something like that. Nicky DeBone will just make it funny with his little comments and stuff, you know?
Itches.
You know? The best sidekick in radio is going to be working on a golf course in North Carolina.
Yeah. Plus, like, I'll have nobody to follow me along on these, like,
stupid ass adventures that I always go on. Yeah. You know?
$50 burger.
Yeah, where I'm like, Vicky, going to the city for a $50 burger. Let's go. And you know, come watch me get a tattoo. And
I'm like,
you know,
okay.
Nah. Who am I going to go to dinner with and look at, you know, teens at bars?
Right.
I'll go.
I'm not sure anybody will go with you.
But Nikki was always good for, like, you know, if you weren't sure about a girl and you'd be like, I don't know, Nikki'd be like, she's a girl. So what do you need to know?
No, Nikki has just meant more to this show than anything. So, I mean, when he first came on, I was just like, eh, you know, Snickety Bone. But, like, he kept the show going. You know, like, I enjoyed doing the show, like, you know, once he started becoming sick and crazy. I loved to have him on the show. When he wouldn't come on, or he'd be on vacation, I'd be like, this is going to suck, you know?
So like now having faith in me and
Ron, douchebag. Actually, I only think I've done two shows minus Nikki.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's it. There was the suspension show, and then there was that other show where he didn't show up and he was on the in the chat room. Because he had a game or something.
Yeah.
And that was it.
You know, Doug and I are talking about, like, finding a replacement, but, you know, can you really replace that guy?
You can't.
You can't.
No, you can't do it. Sorry. You have to take the show in a different direction.
Right.
It's going to go in a different direction.
You know? Yeah, we're going to get artsy and start playing Bob Dylan old stuff and get real folkish.
No, just get a naked chick. What's that?
There you go.
That's an angle.
I think we should go with less artsy, more fartsy.
I'm thinking instead of talking nice about Teen Beaver now, we're going to have to talk about, like, old lady like Harry Bush.
A little geriatrics?
Yeah, geriatrics.
Geriatric Beaver?
Way to go. We're going to have to start appealing to an older crap.
The listeners on the chat room feedback saying the show is going to be really weird without him.
It will.
And it is. It will be a transitional period, you know?
Well, what do you have to say, Nikki?
You got any message to the fans?
Yeah.
Or to
yeah.
us?
Like any? Closing comments? Statements?
Nah.
Diatribes?
Nah.
Nah. Nah, I'm good.
Nah,
I just, yeah, I love doing the show. Yeah, I appreciate all you guys. Give me a chance.
Yeah.
The opportunity.
Yeah.
And that's about it. What about the fans that are going to miss you, Nick?
But yeah. What about your legion of fans around the nation?
Legion of fans? I just want to thank you guys for supporting me.
Yeah.
They've made you, like, larger than our show.
Yeah.
Like, Dear Nikki gets, like, the most hits out of anything on the message board.
I know, on the message board is the most popular form.
You're bordering on, like, the legendary status.
I'm there.
You are, man. You're the man. All right.
Thanks, you guys. We gotta quit jerking him off. No.
He's getting all excited over there. Jeez.
I gotta sit away from him.
Should we bash him now?
Yeah, really.
Or wait till next week.
It was a roast.
Imagine if you could read how good you'd be.
Possibilities.
Oh, man.
I remember one show in particular where I don't think Nikki said a word. Like, the entire hour. Like, he just went like this. He would just go, yeah. Yeah.
Radio excellence.
Yeah, but that made things funny.
They were key yes.
It's all about the tone, the way he says, the way he says it.
Just grunt.
Yeah. Ooh. All right. So we come to the point of the show where I made up this retrospective song for Nikki DeBone. It's got clips from, like, all his you know, past things he's done on the show, and I set it to a little Frank Sinatra, My Way. And
because he was all about class, and we're going to send you out in style.
Yeah, and if you're a first time listener to the show, and you know, you don't know who Nikki DeBone is, you'll figure it out once you listen to this song. So we'll play that now, and we'll wrap up the show and say goodbye to Nikki DeBone on the LunaticRadio.com show.
That's right, I'm sitting here modeling myself.
And now the end is near.
14, huh?
What the hell are 14-year-olds being topless for?
It's hot!
My friend, I'll say it clear.
I'm getting old. I want to see young, nubile flesh.
Of which I'm certain.
Yeah, everything's hotter with a midget.
I've lived.
So your fantasy is a pregnant chick and a midget.
Right.
I traveled each and every highway.
Steve's eating Josh's balls right now.
Fabulous.
Dude, mind the stepchildren. What does that mean?
My way. Regrets.
Took Kieran hostage.
I
go into the middle of the studio, bend over, have my hands on my ankles, and Nicky the Bone is going to smack me.
You better hit me in the right spot. No!
This is what the women sound like when I'm going. If I was you and I wasn't getting laid by that girl, I would have left a big bomb in the toilet. Each
careful step. You know how old she is, Nikki?
How old?
Because you were saying you wanted to bang her.
Right, I would.
She's 17.
Okay.
17.
What's your point? Yeah, that's good to go.
Can you wait a couple months?
Fuck, because then she'll be over the hill.
18's over the hill.
Yeah. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew. Undisputed. King of you.
Yes.
Nikki the Bone.
So, Nikki the Bone has been suspended.
Suspended.
From the show.
I stand here before you today to apologize to the Lunatic Radio audience. I'm sincerely sorry for offending any listeners of this great show.
It was heartfelt, Nick. And did it my way. It was like an hour-long session?
Probably a half-hour massage. And then she had me roll over, and then she started massaging my front, and started grabbing my jimmy. She started getting tired. I just told her to use the other hand.
Mr. Sensitive.
Well, why'd she complain to me that?
Oh, is she a lefty or a righty?
Did you tell the invert?
She was, you know, all different grips. Changed the grips.
Like ball fun. Nikki the Bone, greatest story ever. Seriously.
In junior college, I had a problem, and I told Nikki about it, and I went on for probably like 15 minutes about this problem. It was pretty in-depth, you know, whatever. And I get to the end of it, and he goes, "What?" And I just fought it with a never mind. And I don't think I've ever gotten Nikki with a problem since.
Well, I met this chick online.
Yeah.
She wants to be banged forcefully. Yeah, so in the middle of it, she starts moaning for me to stick it in.
Clean it up, we gotta clean it up.
She's loving it.
She's loving it?
Yeah. What do you use as your move of choice for the evening?
Spit.
No, no, the creams that fell down.
Oh my god.
Well, the hottest thing in the world for me, anyway, is when a girl is giving me oral pleasure, and I hear, a gag.
Did you hear a gag?
Yeah,
the gag reflex gets
right.
You off.
Right.
You're twisted. You can never.
I'm not making them gag. It's not like I'm pulling their head down on me.
They just do.
Right, and I think that's hot.
You're the man.
Yes. It was my way.
The Nikki the Bone retrospective. Godspeed. That was the cliff notes of Nikki the Bone on the LunaticRadio.com
just
show.
Just brought the house down.
Yeah. It's a sad day in the around the nation. Bob Hope died. Yeah, of course. That was another clip. It was such a touching moment and it blew it. The CD kept on playing.
That sums it up right there.
Oh, man. It's a sad. That was a sad song, though. I was getting a little teary-eyed, I think.
Kudos to you, too, for making that.
Yeah, it was good job, man. Good job.
Yeah, I wanted to do it upright, man.
Yeah, there you go.
You definitely sent Nikki out in a good way.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'll give you a copy of that if you want.
Cool, for the whole show.
Sure. Yeah, I'll give you a copy of the whole show. Next. Why not? Word up,
why
man.
Why not? That's your parting gift. Like a
sorry.
Show contestant. Yeah.
Sorry, I don't have a paycheck for you.
That's you also get the Lunatic Radio home game. Nice. The home version.
Oh, if you man. F a pie, you get $200.
Comes with an easy bake oven. Make your own pies.
Oh, man. So I guess that's it, man. The show's winding down. I'm running out of time. Nikki the Bone, you got any last things you want to say to anybody?
Just thank all you guys.
Yeah.
The listening audience. Yeah. Thank everyone.
Been on the air with us for 2 years.
Yeah.
A lot of good times, a lot of good memories. And it's not the end of the .com show.
No.
We'll still be back next week kicking some ass, right, Ronnie Beans?
Absolutely.
And eating some burgers.
Ron, now you have to step up your game.
I've been waiting for this my whole life.
You've been waiting to get rid of Nicky DeBone?
Yeah. I called those guys down in North Carolina, and I was like, you hired a Nicky DeBone, or I'm going to come down there.
Fair enough. There you go.
Whack it, whack penis.
Way to start it off. Start off a new era.
Nice.
Dead silence.
Good job, Beans.
Nicky DeBone, the greatest sidekick in radio. It's going to be in North Carolina. So, to all you North Carolina radio stations.
And you have an open invitation to come back anytime.
Yeah, thanks. If we ever get a gig, man, we're calling you up. You know?
Yeah.
You got to come
I'll
back.
Be there.
Word up. You can have the biggest contract that all of us do.
Nice.
If you want. I don't care.
Well, that's all I'll be demanding.
I can eat bread for the rest of my life. I don't care. I'm small.
I'm small.
You know?
I can eat bread.
What the hell?
How about the crusts? Can you eat the crusts?
Yeah. Nicky DeBone can have my contract. Word up.
Nicky DeBone is the man.
All right. We're going to get out of here because I'm running out of time. And Nicky DeBone, thanks for everything, man.
Hey, thank you.
And good luck in North Carolina.
Good luck, buddy.
See you later, Nicky.
So long, buddy. You're the man.
War.com show next Monday. All new show.
Peace out, everyone.
Hi, this is your two favorite internet personalities. If you would like us to bring comedy to your radio station, feel free to contact us. You too can help a starving person by hiring the Lunatic Radio program to broadcast from your station. Email the show at lunaticradio@yahoo.com. Lunaticradio.com is a privately owned and operated show. All material is copywritten, so don't F and copy us. All rights reserved.
Hello. Ain't no stopping me. Copywritten, so don't copy me.